Good morning. I'm with Trevor Winkworth, the CEO of InHand Guides, an Irish business that specializes in the delivery of smart audio. And we're sitting in the Clarion Hotel in Cork, and I'm going to interview Trevor about what's going on in InHand Guides. Trevor, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Tell me, what have you got any new clients recently?
We have. We're just doing a final production for a series of new Irish clients, so the economy is not all doom and gloom. Glasnevin Cemetery, the Botanic Gardens in Dublin, University College Cork, and in a moment I'll tell you about some new UK clients.
Look, a cemetery. Come on, Noah. A Glasnevin Cemetery is a fairly famous cemetery in Ireland. What on earth are you doing for them?
The audio for Glasnevin Cemetery is absolutely fascinating because encapsulated in Glasnevin are all the Irish heroes of politics, of civil wars, and also the Irish who fought in the First and Second World War. The history, the knowledge that's there is fantastic. And what we're doing is bringing all that to life for the museum in the cemetery. And I would urge anybody to go up and listen to it.
Does that mean that if somebody goes to the cemetery, goes into the museum, they can get an in-hand guide and go around the cemetery? Is that the kind of idea?
From March onwards, you have two options. At the moment, you can go on a guided tour, but it's restricted time-wise. It's twice a day. From March onwards, they will be retailing their own product, our product, which will mean any time you can go in, buy the guide, and you can walk around Glasnevin, and then you can go home and give it to somebody else, and they can come back and do it as well. And it really is fascinating. You've got, apart from Collins, De Valera, you've got Daniel O'Connell. You also have stories like grave robbers, Cuban bloodhounds, guards on towers. It really is fantastic.
Sounds great. Now look, let's go on to the Botanical Gardens. This is also in Dublin. What are you doing for the Botanical Gardens in Dublin?
We're working with Mary Mulvihill, who's a very clever company called Ingenious Ireland. And look at her website, Ingenious Ireland. She's creating scientific tours of Ireland. And this is our second production for her. The first one was the Hill of Tara. This one is a guide round the Botanic Gardens in Dublin. So obviously it's plants, trees, and again, it's very interesting. And in her case, it's a beautifully packaged product. So there's quite a complex tour backed up by photographs and a very nice guide.
And how long will the guide, how much audio is there on the guide about?
Top of my head, it's just over 50 minutes. So that packs a good punch for your few euro.
So you can take home 50-minute audio back to your own garden and think about what you want to get in there?
Exactly. And you can even look at the plants. Just don't take them out of the Botanic Garden.
And what about UCC, University College Cork? What are you doing for them?
UCC have put together a very nice heritage guide, which really is for visitors who come into UCC. And quite a lot of visitors go to UCC. And also it's very suitable for alumni. So it takes you through the history and the heritage of what is a beautiful college and talks you around the campus site.
And if there's somebody from UCC who isn't a member of the alumni listening to this, how can they get hold of this product?
Again, in about a month's time, they'll be able to get it from J.P. Quinn. And everybody in UCC knows J.P. Quinn, who runs the Visitor Centre in University College Cork.
So there are three examples of things that are in the pipeline, just about to hit the streets, if you like. About how many Irish clients have you got now, Trevor, in total?
We have six Irish clients. You have Trinity College, Book of Kells. You also have the Joyce Museum. And you have, as I said, the Hill of Tara product. And we've one or two other ones in the pipeline.
And are you saying that your company, InHand Guides, now has a plan that it's going to develop more and more of these guides for Ireland, or are you going to focus more and more on the international market?
Our focus is still the international market, but I'm equally delighted that people in Ireland are beginning to realise the importance of our heritage and bring it to life using audio.
Now, you also mentioned UK there. You said you were going to tell us something about the UK. What on earth is going on over there in the UK as far as InHand Guides is concerned?
April the 29th, the Royal Wedding. So we've been invited.
You're going to the Royal Wedding?
No, I'd love to be invited to create a product. Might get there, yeah. The original tour company in London, who recently were on The Apprentice, if you're an Apprentice watcher, have asked us to create, they're creating, I should say, a Royal Wedding product which will take people around the sites that will be involved. In other words, Westminster Cathedral, Buckingham Palace, and it will guide visitors to London so that they can follow the royal wedding in advance or afterwards. That product is being prepared by the original tour company. It's been delivered to us, audio and artwork completed, and our job is to get our guides over to them in March, so they will launch that onto the UK market. For they have about 1 million visitors coming through their company every year in London.
So in this particular case, you don't actually produce the audio. You take the audio from the client company and you then transport it, if you like, inside in-hand guides. Is that right?
Yeah, correctly. In this case, they want to have control over the audio. We're quite happy with that. And they will be buying the product in a finished state from us, which we will land into Heathrow Airport sometime in March.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, look, one last thing. What are you doing? Where are you travelling? The last time I spoke to you, you told me about a huge journey that took you to about 9 cities. Have you been doing any travel, or are you facing into any more travel at the moment?
I'm off again next week on Wednesday. I've just been fighting with the airline companies as usual to try and buy a multi-ticket on the web, which is not as easy as it sounds. I'm heading off to New York to our New York client, and then heading to Chicago, where we're in discussions for a Chicago guide with a client, and then heading to Cleveland, where I'm meeting the chief of staff for the city, who's interested in creating a product, and then heading to Toronto, where I'll be able to announce the end of the month we've signed an alliance with a major audio company in North America, and then I'm heading back home.
And this is all taking you about how long?
7 days, 5 cities.
So look, I think what I'd like to do is to talk to you while you're over in America and just pick up the flavour of what it's like to do business development in America. Can I come back to you on that while you're over there via Skype?
Please do. I'll have the iPhone 4 up and running. I'll be on Skype and we'll set up a time to do it.
Okay. Trevor Winkworth, CEO of In-Hand Guides, I want to thank you very much for this interview today and all the best on your business development.
Delighted. Thanks, Paul.